now becoming old hat for myself and General Sales Manager Todd Gentry of Gary Crosley Ford here in Kansas City, Missouri. I keep saying just outside Kansas City, Missouri, but we're actually in the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri. But we're like Liberty, Missouri is right here too. So it seems like we're north, but we're still in the city, right? Because it's such a big city.
Yeah.
It's a huge city.
Yeah, we kind of consider ourselves in Liberty, you know, just because it's where it came from.
Pull that mic a little bit closer to you. I know that you're busy today because this is the end of the month.
Today is the last day.
Yeah. What is that? This is the first question I really want to get, and that's my own thing, is end of the month, and I think we've discussed this before, but let's just hit it again. Is end of the month really that big of a deal in the franchise car dealer business?
Yes.
It is. And why?
Well, the manufacturer has goals that they have set for us that they want us to hit.
Which is Ford in this case.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure we hit that number not only for us, but for them too, because we want to make sure we're getting our fair share of what they allocate in the market. So that way on the next wholesale, the market and ourselves can get more vehicles allocated to us. So, I mean, that's just one of the several reasons. But, yeah, the last day of the month's a huge deal. The end of the month's a big deal.
The question actually comes from somebody who listens to the podcast for today is it has to do with the end of the month, and it has to do with Ford or any kind of OEM or manufacturer for a franchise dealership is because we had talked about before that the gross of the amount of money that a dealership, a franchise dealership makes on a brand new vehicle is not as much as what a person might think in the a consumer. And the amount of commission that a salesperson gets on a new vehicle, brand new from the OEM or whatever, is not as much as somebody thinks. I did a little poll and I found out that most people on average think that if you, Todd, as a salesperson, sells a brand new 2021 Ford Escape, that you're going to make anywhere from 15% commission to 7% commission. That was just normal customers out there, and that is not true, correct?
Correct. 15% of the selling price, is that what they're suggesting?
That's what they think it is.
Yeah, no, I could.
But it's lower than that. It's actually a little, it's much, much lower than that.
Much lower than that, yeah.
And say anywhere, I think the average industry standard is anywhere from $100 to $200 commission on a brand new vehicle to a salesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you know.
So what's the incentive behind a salesperson to sell a brand new vehicle or a dealership to sell these brand new vehicles? You said that you get a number from Ford that you need to kind of hit.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you need to hit that?
Well, we need to hit that so that way we can get more and we can continue to grow as an organization and as a market. That's a very simple answer of why we need to hit those numbers is so Ford can have a bigger footprint in our market and in our city.
I gotcha. And for the salesperson, what's the incentive behind that?
The incentive to sell a vehicle is obviously you're gonna be making a paycheck, right? People can't work for free, or most people can't anyways. So they want to do it to obviously have an income. And if they're playing their cards right, they're going to be doing it to get a customer for life because that customer is going to come back into service. They're going to come back into Quick Lane. Potentially they could come back into the body shop to get a little fender bender. But the coolest thing is their friends and family are going to come back and see you. And so now you've got those incremental sales off that one sale. So that's why a salesperson wants to do it is to build that book of business and to get the repeat and referral business. So that way they can make a living for the rest of their lives, you know, selling cars and serving the customer's needs.
Yeah. Which I think that a lot of dealerships have overlooked in the past is just selling that car, and then they just drop off and don't really deal with the customer after that, right?
Yeah. No, it's very important that the salesperson focuses on what's down the road. This is not a business you just get in and make some money and get out. It shouldn't be anyways. It's definitely, there's so much potential for somebody in sales and not just car sales to, you know, to make that repeat and referral business where it becomes easier and easier and you can get more and more business as you continue on.
Next question is, when we talk about a customer thinks that they're upside down in a loan on their vehicle. Mm-hmm. And well, first of all, if you explain, what does upside down mean when in the car business for somebody who has a car?
So you owe more than the vehicle is worth.
That's what upside down. I think that's a pretty common phrase across the board. And a lot of people don't really go car shopping if they're wanting to get a newer vehicle. They don't go car shopping until they believe that they're not upside down anymore, correct?
Some people, yeah.
Now, what do incentives from the manufacturer, how does that affect a customer being upside down in a loan?
It affects it greatly. So if you've got a vehicle that's got a $4,500 rebate on it, right, and you're upside down on your vehicle, $6,000, you're now, you know, now you're $2,500. You know what I mean?
You could look at it to the number.
Yeah, you could look at it that way, because most of your banks are going to loan off the invoice amount of the new vehicle, and most banks want to loan on new vehicles and not used vehicles. So incentives play a huge part if you're upside down. It's actually not too difficult to get into a brand new vehicle if you are a little upside down. You know? Yeah.
Well, how many different besides, because you see the commercials that are on television from either Ford or Toyota talking about zero, but I guess right now, and this is the last day of August 2021, right now there's a 0% financing option with set for 72 months for those who qualify on about most of the Ford F-150 2021s that are available, right? Or coming available. So that's an incentive. But there's other incentives like what you just said where you can get basically a rebate or a coupon for money off, right?
Correct.
Do those ever come? Can you ever get them together?
Or is yes.
And how many? I've learned this on the data side of what I do is that you can actually stack offers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So explain what stacking offers is when you're going to buy a vehicle.
For example, if you had the 0%, and I'm not saying that this is going on this month, but what will happen sometimes is if there's an incentivized rate of 0% on an F-150, and Ford has targeted you with a coupon, right? So, and what that means basically is they use their calculation, right, to say, all right, well, they bought a car 3 years ago. They should probably be in the market for another vehicle because last time they only kept it for 3 years. So they'll send you a $2,000, what they call a direct offer. And you could stack that with the 0%. Or maybe there's a trade-in assistance of $1,000, just for an example, just a number, right? And so you can get that 0% with the $1,000 trade assistance. And in a perfect world, right, you would get the $1,000 trade assistance, the direct offer, and the 0%. So
stacking the coupons.
It just depends on what the OEM is running at the time, whether or not you can stack those offers.
But there's also offers from the dealership too, right? So such as here at Gary Krause Ford, there's a $500 off for military. Right, that's another offer that gets thrown on there.
Right, and that's that. You know, just to be transparent, that is a Ford offer, right?
Oh, it is.
So yeah, not to say that we haven't done that in the past or won't do it in the future, but you know, that would be something from Ford. You know, they've got the $500 military, they've got some State Farm stuff, and the Quarter Horse Association, Chiefs season ticket holders in the Kansas City market.
So there's all different types. What about what about AARP?
I don't know that they've got an AARP one. They've got the biggest one for us, honestly, that seems to be kind of hidden is the first time buyer in the college student program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, that's the biggest incentive that gets missed out on because as a college student, you know, as a parent, having a college student, you would want your kid to be in something super reliable and super safe. And I think a lot of the times, if you can get a new EcoSport or something along those lines for, you know, $20,000-$25,000 and get a good interest rate because they're a first-time buyer and the manufacturer supports them, I think a lot of people would be surprised what they could do as far as getting their child into a brand-new car with brand-new warranty. So when they're out of state or out of town or whatever, going to college, they have a little bit more of a peace of mind because they know that they're taken care of if something happens to the car. A lot of times it's a lot more beneficial than somebody financing a $10,000 or $12,000 used car that's got, you know, 120,000 miles on it. So I think that's the biggest hidden gem. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Is the EcoSport hands down possibly maybe the best college vehicle available right now?
Oh, it's awesome. And I tell you what, Joey, it's never in the shop. Like, we do not have problems with EcoSports.
I've never seen one come through the service drive.
No, I mean, they're just great.
And
great
I owned
vehicles.
One for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I never had a problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know,
and I drove it. Did you know this? I drove it all through Canada as well.
Yes, you told me that. Yeah, up and, around the Great Lakes.
And if those of you that are listening, I'm not the smallest of the guys that you've ever met in your entire life. I'm a big dude, and the EcoSport is the smallest SUV that Ford makes. And inside, I got to say that the room inside is almost like an escape. So there was plenty of room inside. For me personally, nobody could really get in the backseat behind me. But other than that, when I drove through Border Patrol, they gave me a little bit of heck because they knew I wasn't smuggling any large amount of stuff.
It's like, hey, you can't fit anything in here, dude.
Yeah, I got some ketchup chips in the back. But EcoSport, yeah. So when you find yourself in a position that you can get your and I think they relatively trade very high too. I think I got decent money for bringing my EcoSport and then trading up. I think at the time I got into an Explorer. So yeah, I mean, it's they hold decent. I know that not all vehicles, you know, hold, because that's just what happens, right?
Yeah, yeah, they do a pretty decent job.
So we're talking about stacking, we're talking about percentage offers. And then you also saw it on the Ford side of thing. I know that Ford gets into the data and they try to find customers that possibly may be $500,000, maybe closer to being able to upgrade into a new vehicle with no money down and keep their payments about the same. And then those offers also get stacked up on type two.
Yeah.
Is that what we call with ICI offers in Ford?
Correct.
That is an ICI offer. Yeah. So if you're a Ford,
it's an instant cash incentive. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
So if you're a Ford owner like me and like Todd and all that, and you've bought a brand new Ford, before, I've got to say, and Todd, give me your two cents on this. If there's any reason to do service and maintenance with your vehicle at the same Ford dealership that you bought your vehicle for, it's the fact of all the data that can be collected to let you know when you can get into a newer vehicle if you ever want to. Correct?
Right. Yes.
And because you can't really trust your own upside down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I can say right now, I'm upside down $3,000 possibly.
Yeah.
But I don't know the incentives all the time as a customer.
Right.
And this is Ford's way and Gary Crosley Ford's way of educating and giving the customer that kind of data, saying, mm-hmm. hey, listen, I don't know if you're ready, but if you do, you're in the position right now.
Yeah. No, it's extremely important to service with your local dealer. It really is. I can't stress that enough, for more than just rebates and incentives and cash offers and stuff like that.
Relationships.
Oh, just, yeah, it's huge. And you know, the other thing is, if you do have a, you know, cause here's the thing, if you bring your vehicle in for service every 5,000 miles, you know, and you do have an issue and it doesn't seem like it's getting addressed or something like that, you're probably not talking to the right person at that store, because it's just such a big benefit to service your Ford at your local Ford dealer. Huge. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. You know, cause it's occasionally I'll have customers call in. They're like, hey Todd, you know, maybe their daughter or son or whatever it is at college, and they're having to take it to another service department and they can't figure out what's wrong with the car. And maybe I'll say, hey, well, hey, what's mileage on the vehicle? Well, they're like, I really don't know, which I get it. That's kind of the outlier. But what I'm getting at is if you've got a car and you bought it at your local dealer and it's not going to take a whole lot more time for you to just run over there and have it serviced, definitely do it, because we can just serve you so much better. And really make an impact on your ownership experience when you do service with us. It just makes it so much easier, you know?
I compare it to Amazon. Mm-hmm. Where if I do shopping through Amazon and do, you know, a bunch of things through Amazon, is that Amazon has all that data. And so then they're able to serve me up stuff that really is relevant to me, right? Whether it be an advertising, or would it be a special, or would it be something like that? And I know that that's the same here at Gary Crosley Ford. You do your, you buy a vehicle here and you service here. That data is going to be served back up to you at your best, at the best way possible, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to have what we call in the marketing world, hope and spray does not pay. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get random letters in the mail that, you know, of companies that don't really know anything about your vehicle or you or your financing or anything. So,
mm-hmm.
How in you being in the car business, how much has that changed the data on people that buy cars from you? And then, sir, how much has that changed? How much is more becoming more transparent to you as a general sales manager now since you started, you know, selling cars?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot more transparent. You know, I've been here for a decade. That's as long as I've been in the dealership world. So quite a bit. You know, a lot's changed, but it's just so much easier now for both the consumer and for us. You know, if I know you're coming in for service and you text me and said, hey, I'm dropping my car off in service. Hey, just, you know, another advantage for the relationships that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But I can instantly serve you up an offer, right? Like, yeah, maybe Joey's interested in trading. Does that mean I'm going to push you and I'm going to be like, hey, how come you don't want to trade? Why don't you want to trade? No, but I'm going to say, hey, dude, if you're bringing in the Explorer, you know, it's a 19. I can get you into a 21 for this. Don't want to right now. Okay, cool. Let me know if you change your mind. And the thing about that is you're going to go home and you're going to know. You always constantly know exactly where you're at, because we've got that open-ended relationship. And if I've done a good job and you keep coming back to me, right? It just makes it so much easier, because if you need something for a relative or whatever it is, I'm a text away, right? And we've already got that open line of communication. It just makes it simple.
Shout out to Sam Dorsey. He's sold me my last five vehicles in a row before I worked here at Gary Crosley.
Yeah, Sam's great. Sam's awesome.
And just as another incentive for buying, I just know on the Ford side of things, if you buy a brand new vehicle from a Ford dealership, is that Ford has a program called the Ford Pass where you get your first, what is it, 3 oil changes?
Yeah. So what you do is you get Ford Pass points.
Okay.
And you get those points, and they're equivalent to about, you know, 3 oil changes or $120 or $220 rather, roughly. And that Ford Pass is awesome, Joey. You know, I could sit here right now as you and I are talking, and I finally was able to get a car with Ford Pass. And I can sit here and start my truck, check the fuel, check the tire pressure. That Ford Pass is awesome, but it helps a lot in service. And then as you continue to service your car, you get more and more points.
Yeah.
And you can use those points for Ford accessories.
I just spent some today.
What'd you get?
I'm getting my windows tinted.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
Through the aftermarket department here at Gary Crosley Ford. And I believe I'll be getting a hitch put on my truck as well, on my Explorer as well, because you know my obsession with the small campers. Yeah, I'm just getting closer and closer. But I do have to tell you something special about that Ford Pass, right? And anybody that's listening to this that has like a smart home, I have a Google home, right? I've got that house where you walk in and you have to say things like, hey, Google, turn the lights on, or hey, Google, what's the temperature? And every morning I say, like, hey, Google, what's the news for today? Well, there is a connection with Ford Pass and also with at least the Google Home, and I assume with Alexa, that I can say, hey, Google, tell Ford Pass to lock my vehicle, and it will do it from my house. I don't have to do it from the app. It'll also start it for me, too, if I say, hey, you know, tell Ford Pass to start my vehicle. The only thing with that is you just have a 4-number PIN that you tell it talks to you. And it's I think it just the increasing technology level is amazing.
Yeah.
Because if I'm wondering in my head, did I lock my vehicle? My keys are in the kitchen. I'm laying in bed. I don't know. Did I lock it? You know, I don't have to anymore now. I just say, hey, Google, tell Ford Pass to lock my car.
Yeah.
Did you know that now that you have Ford Pass?
Yeah, I've got the Alexa through Ford Pass, which is cool.
So it does work. But, it does work with Alexa.
Yeah, I haven't done it a lot with starting the truck and everything else because it sets in the garage. So.
You don't have one of those small old houses like I do. It's got a 1-car garage, even though it's a giant house.
My truck is squeezed into my garage.
Is it squeezed in?
Yeah. My wife, she typically won't back it in just because it is a tight fit. So she doesn't want to scratch her mirror and take a chance of me getting upset. But
yeah, I ever got yourself into like spelunking when you're cave diving or something like that, and you go into a tiny cave and you can't get back out. I mean, that's my big fear, right? That's a fear that I have. That's what it's like getting my Explorer inside my tiny garage.
Yeah.
1-car, but
yeah. I just like, you know, I want to take care of it because, you know, cars are expensive.
Yeah.
So
how is it, how can a customer, before we get out of here, how can a customer know what incentives or what specials are, because the grocery store sends out the annoying newspaper to my house like every week that says grapes now $3.49 a pound, right?
Yeah.
How does a customer know what coupons and incentives are available on vehicles through, so here at Gary Crosley Ford?
Well, I mean,
you want me to answer that since this is my wheelhouse?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of the marketing guy, but
it's at GaryCrosleyFord.com. That's where you go.
Yeah, everything's on our website now, which you've done a great job with, by the way, so I appreciate it.
Thanks. I've been faking it. No, it's fun. If you just go to the specials page, usually on any kind of dealership, you can do it. Or you can just Google it, right?
Yeah.
What incentives are on Fords right now?
Yeah.
What incentives are on Fords right now at the end of August?
Well, the best incentives is F-Series. You know, if you're looking for a truck, you need to call us. We've got a few in stock, and we've got a ton coming in, and they're actually coming in. So I'm not telling you they're coming in. They'll be here in 12 months, but we literally have vehicles coming in every day, and we're pre-selling them before they get here. So what that means is a customer comes in, wants to look at an F-150, we show them a like model. We say, hey, this one's going to be here in 2 weeks, and they'll put a deposit down and just take that one as soon as it shows up. So now's the time to get in. And take advantage of that 0%, because that's huge with the way inventory is right now. Trucks are hard to get anyways, and then Ford goes ahead and is like, hey, you know what? We're going to do this.
Yeah, question number one about that. Rumor says that Ford did that because they've been 45 years in a row as the number one selling truck in the United States of America, and they didn't want to get knocked off because of the whole microchip and shortage.
So that's fair. But another thing, too, is Ford doesn't want to win by 2 trucks. You know what I mean? That's not Ford. Ford wants to blow everyone out of the water. So I get it and I respect it. And that's why I'm Ford loyal too, is because they think that way. Cause Ford is the best truck, hands down. I mean, there's no comparison, you know? Yeah. I don't know. As you work here longer and longer, you'll get a chance to go back to the body shop and see frames bent and you know, side curtain airbags and just all this different stuff that, that really goes into the build of a Ford vehicle. And then you'll get a chance to walk back through service and see, you know, common problems and stuff like that. I'm just a huge believer in the Ford product. So, but yeah, I mean, that's why they're doing the incentive. I'm going off on a tangent there, but
no.
You know, that's why they're doing the 0% is to hold that F series spot, the number one selling truck, 2020 was 40. So yeah, it'd be 45 years basically. And, it's a big deal.
The last fun question, mm-hmm. two parter. First part, there was a Ford F-150 that was sitting outside my marketing little room here, our marketing room here.
Shelby.
And what exactly was that vehicle?
That was
was the MSRP?
That was a Shelby F-150 Lariat. So what they do is they take a 502A Lariat, which is one of the packages within the Lariat packages, highest Lariat you can get, and they take it and they supercharge it, 775 horse. Mm. They put a lift kit, wheels, tires, fender flares, bed cover, bed rug, custom interior, custom gauges. You know, everything is Shelby branded. And it's a super, super cool truck. They never last long. You know, the MSRP, to answer your question, is a little over $114,000.
I'll run into my second question because my second question is coming. I know you.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
About
$114,000,
right?
$114,000 was the MSRP.
Right. Here's the thing. Ford's 0% financing for 72 months for those who qualify. Was it available on that vehicle?
Yes.
We sold it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea if the person took the 0% for 72?
Knowing that gentleman, probably not. He probably just paid for it, but I don't know. You know, I have no idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, it's super cool. And you know,
why can you buy over $100,000
at 0%? No kidding. No kidding. Not a lot.
No.
There's not a lot of stuff.
No,
unless I give you $100,000 and say, hey, pay me back.
Yeah,
you know, when you get it. Yeah, give me
$100,000
when you get it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's nuts.
You've seen that quite a bit, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it a decent amount. Of course, that's the first new Shelby truck we've got as far as 2021, the new body style.
Yeah.
But
it was gone in a week.
Yeah. It was gone in 4 days, man.
4 days.
Yeah. On the fourth day, yeah, he was in here that morning. Tuck it for a drive and then came back in, you know, early afternoon and signed everything.
I saw him out there with the tape measure.
Yeah.
Measuring to see if it probably fit in his garage.
Yeah. That's what he was doing. That's exactly what he's doing. He traded in a really nice black truck that I'm excited to offer to somebody. So, it was just a super cool experience for sure. I love selling those trucks. Those people that buy those are just so happy with them. And we've done really well. We've sold an absolute ton of them. And we haven't been a Shelby American dealer for very long, and so it's been a really nice, pleasant change for sure.
Good. All right, well, let's ask a car dealer. This is episode 8. We'll have Todd back on in a couple of weeks from now, but check out all of the episodes with the link that's in the description on this one on your favorite podcast platforms. Apple, I believe this is, I got them all now, an iTunes podcast, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you can listen to a podcast. All you have to do is search Ask a Car Dealer. It'll come up, subscribe to it, and there you go. Every couple of weeks, Todd and I sit down. We have some people in. I think next week, I think we should talk maintenance next week. I think we should have somebody from our Quick Lane to come over and join you.
Yeah, maintenance would be a good one. And also, too, you know, I want to make sure people ask questions, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be 100% honest, so ask us some hard ones. I don't want easy ones.
Let's see what these are. Hard ones, man. Yeah, you'd be surprised. You're a transparent person altogether, but you're just even more transparent here. I mean, it doesn't. So you think these are other dealers would have a hard time answering these questions? I'm now talking smack.
Well, yeah.
In the past, it used to be not very transparent in this industry, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I mean is that they would have a hard time answering these type of questions.
I have a hard time just answering the question and not going off on something else. So it's fine. Thank you, Joey.